Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Over Night America. All right. Last show of the week. I look out the window. Look at that rain. We knew this would happen, but there it is. I'm curious. I know that I saw online stories about the Northern Lights viewable if you're in like the northern part of the United States, maybe even as far south as like Cleveland. So maybe our friend up in Minnesota, Charlie's listening right now. Can you see the Northern Lights where you're at? I'd love it if someone could give us an update if you can actually see this thing. It's been a lifelong want of mine to go and travel north of the border up into Canada or Alaska, I should say, rather. I've always wanted to go to Alaska and see the Northern Lights. I think that would just be fantastic, but haven't had the ability to do so. And when I saw every once in a while, it dips down so south that you can check it out in the United States. That's pretty exciting. But still, even when there were opportunities where they would say, maybe you'll catch it in this area, I've never actually lived in one of those places, so unfortunately, I haven't seen him. But maybe one day I will. But if you're in one of those spots, let me know. You know what I did today? Went to the Winter Wonderland over in Tillis Park. It was pretty awesome. It's my third year going to that. That's become its own Thanksgiving tradition, I think, for my family. But I didn't get to go with my wife this time around, and there's a reason for that, which I will explain to you after 11 o'clock. So we'll do that coming up in a little bit. We're actually going to be live all the way till 2 a.m. No replay hours tonight because of the late start in NFL football. You know what that means. Things are going to get a little weird. So we'll keep the phone lines open since it is the last show of the week. If there's anything you wanted to talk about, you can at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Don't hesitate. If you want to be the first call of the night, that would be great. And like I said, we will really talk about anything that's on your mind. And part of that is you've been listening and maybe you wanted to call in on something, but you didn't. Or maybe you were waiting for me to talk about something and I didn't, or you didn't hear it or whatever it is. This really gives you that opportunity. So if it's, what do they say? If speak now or forever, hold your peace. Unless if you got something, man, don't sit on it all weekend. Don't let it stew. It'd be greater than it would be great if you were to just call in and we can talk about whatever. So that last show of the week, I mean, I got a lot of stuff to get to. In the next hour, I'll share a story. It's kind of a interesting thing that happened to our family today. Post-Dispatch just posted this maybe an hour or two ago. Berkeley, their mayor, accused of absentee voter fraud. Not good. Let's see. The debate ratings are in, and yikes, not so good there. St. Louis going green. There was a proposal that was put out. I went through most of it, and I had some highlights I was going to share with you. St. Louis, they want to go green, and they want to go soon. Man charged just for walking through the ER doors. Yikes. And some Thanksgiving traditions. I want to take some more calls on that tonight, and there's a reason for it. I'm still working on that Thanksgiving special, which will air a week from today because, you know, it is Thursday after all, and Thanksgiving's a week away. And in place of the Thursday night show will be this Overnight America Thanksgiving special, which I'm pre-producing ahead of time, and I don't have enough content. Like, I spoke to some people around the building, had some pretty good conversations with them. Who have I spoke to? So I spoke to Carol Daniel, Kevin Colleen, Dave King, who's our voice guy, Maria Kina, we spoke to, Chris Raby last night on the show. We did a long segment with him. I'm going to use that and replay it on the Thanksgiving night special. But also the Dave Glover show from down the hall. He's going to be celebrating 20 years doing the show on 97.1. And when they moved into our building, it's kind of cool to have 97.1 right down the hall from us. So I talked to him and his whole show with Rachel and Sue and Tony. They talked about their Thanksgiving traditions. We had some fun. A little bit different than what you're used to on KMOX. So we're going to air that next week. And I also earlier, was it this week or last week? We took some phone calls and I was looking for Thanksgiving specials from our Thanksgiving memories from our listeners. And part of that is I wanted to replay those calls during the Thanksgiving special, and I need more. So I don't have enough. As I'm starting to produce this thing, I realize I could use a couple more. So hopefully we'll be able to do that later tonight too. One story I found pretty fascinating. I'm wondering if anyone would actually do this. So let's say you're traveling, and traveling is expensive. You travel abroad, you take a trip to Japan, you and your family, or just, you know, I take that back, you and your partner. So you and your wife, you and your husband, whatever it is, okay? You travel to Japan, and you are trying to do it as cheap as possible. And I know a thing or two about being cheap. I mean, don't have to tell me. I know what it's like to be cheap. So you go over there, and you're pinching pennies, and you're trying to find ways to save a buck here or there. You still want to, you know, eat the food, so you're not... You're not withholding the things that you would want to experience while you're there. But if you could cut a corner and save a couple bucks, you're going to, right? You don't want to have to stay at the ritziest of ritzy hotels. You don't want to go out there and, for example, you don't have to fly first class all the way to Japan. You know, you're trying to find some ways to save some cash. Okay. Would you, and this is a would you, go in to a hotel in Japan, and they said, we will give you a room for $1, no strings attached. $1 includes taxes and fees, but there is a catch to this. The catch is we're going to put a camera on a table in the room, a microphone in the room as well. No camera in the bathrooms, no cameras where people get, you know, undressed or whatever it is. For $1, people get to watch you, whatever you do in that room. Now, you don't have to, again, the cameras aren't going to be in these areas where you would normally be changing or showering or whatever it is. But would you, if you wanted to save some dough, give that up? Would you take the $1 Japanese room? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I think a lot of people are really scared of this idea. It's kind of freaky. So how do the people in this Japanese hotel actually make money? They live stream this so anyone could watch it. They hope they get some ad revenue from the voyeurs that'll be looking in 24/7 on this video feed. It says, since the project is new, they don't have many takers. In fact, no one's taken them up on this yet. Viewers can watch. It's in, let's see, I-N-O-U-E. I-N-O-U-E. You can type that on a computer. And so far, no one's there. Like, let me go right there now. You know, wouldn't that be funny? By the time this article is written, what if someone actually took them up on this offer? And I'm sure it's a weird time difference, so there's probably no one in that hotel room right now. Let's see. I-N-O-U-E. Okay. Oops. I-N-O-U-E. Hotel. I just want to see if I can find it. Well, I can't find anything right now. Maybe I can find it during the break. But so far, no takers on it. But people, I think, are pretty scared of this, even if it does sound like a great, great deal. I would never do something like this. Tell me this is just insane. Like, who in their right mind would do that? Now, hold on. Here's another catch. Maybe the catch would be you're going, it's a holiday, and you have the option of staying with the in-laws or staying with your family, and you don't want the hassle and you don't want the stress of that. Or you can go stay in a random hotel room where people could watch you sleep, but you get to go do it for practically free. $1 is not a lot. I think people would try it. All right, so right now, so I found it. There's a sign up, and it says live streaming from different room now. I don't know what that means. So apparently the live stream is live. I can see, like, papers moving on the wall, if there's like a little breeze or the heat or the, I guess it would still be the heat over in Japan right now. 62 other people are watching it with me. I feel creepy just watching this feed, like as if something's going to happen. The channel has 7.6 thousand subscribers, which is, you know, not that much. But if there were actual people staying in these rooms, I'm sure. This is what the warning on USA Today says, because I didn't ever think this would ever become an option. I didn't think people would actually have to put disclaimers, or at least have to watch for disclaimers. But they say, make sure you check a vacation rental listing carefully for any mention of a nanny cam in the living room before you make your reservation. If you do find one in your vacation rental, leave immediately and report it to the company. This happens sometimes. People plant cameras in some of these different, you know, you stay in one of these communal houses. What's that one service called where you go and you try to, you could like stay at a rental house? It's not like a hotel, but it's run by individuals that like post their listings. Airbnb, all kinds of different stories of people catching cameras built into these Airbnbs. And sometimes they're very hard to detect. There was one story even where the camera was built into the alarm clock. Now think of where that alarm clock is pointing. Yep, the bed. You know what else happens too? People go abroad and they'll travel to other countries. They'll look for the Airbnb and stay there. And then they won't realize that these things have a lot less regulation in other countries, some of these less developed countries. And they find that there's a pretty big problem with that because, well, can you prosecute them? And then again, if you're a United States citizen and you're going back to the U.S., would you even have the ability, the time, the money to travel back or do anything else? No, probably not. So it's a scary thought that these cameras could be at some of these communal places. Now, this is an official hotel that's doing this. Still 64 people watching this thing. Let me see if I can read. Yeah, and I could even go back in time. There is, in the last 11 hours, no people that ever came into this room. Ah, just creepy. I only know a few people that would try to avoid the family and in-laws so much so that they would consider going into a room where you'd be live streamed all the day. The maximum stay is 5 days. I can see this being popular with younger people that are traveling because they don't have a lot of money. And they'll think, oh, yeah, I'll just stay in that one hotel where I can stay for a dollar. No big deal. They'll just watch me sleep. Yeah, no big deal. They'll just watch me sleep. Something you should never have to say out loud. Well, I knew this first 10 minutes of the show would be a little rough. Coming off of the NFL football, it's who knows? Who knows who stuck around and wanted to listen to the Overnight America show? But we're going to be kicking in full gear starting at 11 o'clock here. I'm going to tell you a story that happened today. Well, really, it happened over the course of the last week. It's an interesting story. I don't know if people are going to tell me that I should have did something different here. Yeah, you know what? I think there are going to be people call in and say, I did this wrong. I should have done something different in the scenario. But you know what? I'm going to tell you the story anyway, and maybe you can tell me if I made the right decision. I don't want to tell you exactly what that is yet, but that'll be coming up next. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast by going to KMOX.com/ONA right there in the podcast section. KMOX.com/ONA. We put all the shows, including this past 10 minutes that I'm probably going to forget, just like everyone else. And also next hour, news that just came out about the Berkeley mayor, accusations of absentee voter fraud. Whoa, pretty serious. Big fines there. Illinois officer was fined as well for illegally parking. This is kind of cool. Democratic debate ratings are down, 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 down. And St. Louis ready to go green. I looked at the proposal. We'll talk about that too coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.